This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome everyone to tonight's Daf HaShavua. We have unbelievable Gemara tonight. We have an astounding Gemara, amazing Gemara. We've been learning a conversation between Rebbe and his student Levi. Levi had a question for Rebbe. Levi wanted to know, why didn't the Mishnah discuss a 16th Erva, namely Anusas Aviv, where Imai Anusas Aviv marries your brother Me'aviv, which is not permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that was Levi's question. Why don't we have a case of Imai Anusas Aviv? And basically, Rebbe told Levi, in my humble opinion, it seems that you don't have a brain, and that is because the Tana of the Mishnayos in the beginning of Yevamos seems to be Rabbi Yehuda, clearly is Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it Rabbi Yehuda? It has to be Rabbi Yehuda because the second Mishnah of the Perek talks about the following scenario. It talks about the scenario of Sheish Arayos Chamurus Me'elu, where they cannot marry the brother and they have to marry a stranger. And apparently the case that is given is Imai. And what is the case of Imai? It's not Eshes Aviv, but rather it's Anusas Aviv. And we're saying Anusas Aviv cannot marry the brother because it's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And since it's Rabbi Yehuda, how possibly could the Tan of our Mishnah listed Anusas Aviv, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that one cannot marry Anusas Aviv, and therefore there is no scenario of Yibam with Anusas Aviv. Okay, everyone? Kimadumali, that everybody understands what where we're up to so far. So in other words, Levi had a kasha, and Rebbe basically dismissed the question. Now, in yeshiva today, you can't say that to a Talmud, right? You can't say to a student, Kimadumali she'ein lecha mayach b'kad kadai. That's not one of the tips that they give for ensuring that your students will have a long-term love for learning. But back in the day, people were men, and they were able to grow from sharp comments, meaning they understood they needed to apply themselves with much greater intensity. Okay, that's just by way of introduction. However, the Gemara tells us that Levi was had such a backbone that despite the fact that Rebbe told him that he is absolutely wrong, Levi in his personal braisa listed 16 arayos, and you know what number 16 was? Yep, Anusas Aviv. Says the Gemara, V'yafal Pikein, we're on Yud Amud Aleph, five lines on the bottom, V'yafal Pikein, nevertheless, Badka Levi B'mas Nisan, Levi checked in his Braisa, Rebbe investigated, Rashi says he was Magia, and he added Imai Anusas Aviv in his Braisa, the Tani Levi, because Levi taught Imai, a mother, pa'amim poitera sarasa, sometimes she could pater at sara. U'pa'amim ena poitera sarasa, and other times she doesn't pater at sara. Ketzad, what's the case? Haisa imai nesuas aviv. Let's say the case of imai was someone married to your father, right? If your mother that we're talking about was married to your father, Vinis says le'achiv, and now your brother married her, so now your brother's marrying your father's wife. Now, friends, can your brother marry your father's wife? Of course not. Is the Kedushin toifes? Absolutely not. So even though it acted like he married her, meaning what does it mean he acted? They had a full-fledged wedding. What does it mean to have a full-fledged wedding? Today, a full-fledged wedding is not that expensive. All you need is like one-man band and a few flowers, and make sure you have a Zoom, and basically that's all you need for a wedding. Bizman hazeh. V'halavai v'aiter v'chein yerbu harbe nesuin b'Yisrael. But they acted as if they were married. However, they didn't actually, they're not actually married. V'nisseis la'achiv me'aviv u'meis zuhi imai, this is a case of imai, she'ein poitera sarasa, that doesn't pata the tzara. Rabbi said, you know why it doesn't pater the tzara? Because she was never married to your brother. Because if your mother married your father, this woman, if she were to marry your brother from the father, your brother would be marrying his father's wife, and that kedushin is now toifes. So the woman was never married to your brother, so of course she doesn't pata the tzara, because the erva was never married to your brother. So this is an example of imai shein poiteres sarasa. Okay? Haisa imai anusa saviv. However, if your mother was not married to your father raped the woman and produced brother one, v'niseis la'achiv, and now this woman married your brother, now can the woman marry your brother? Rabbi Yehuda says no, but the kedushin would be toifes. V'niseis la'achiv me'aviv, and married your brother from the father, umeis, and now your brother dies. Zuhi imai shepoitera sarasa. This is an example of imai that paters at sara. V'afal pi shashanu chachamim b'mishnah senu chamesh esrei. Levi says, even though the rabbis in the Mishnah taught 15, yesh lanu l'hoisev shesh esrei. We could add a 16th kagoin zu. Now, even though the brother was not technically allowed to marry this woman, but it was only usher to him isra lav, lo yikach adam es eshesav, lo yigale kinaf aviv. If I'm not mistaken, that was on daf dalid. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda learned from that pasuk that knav shara aviv lo yigale, but nevertheless, the kedushin is toifes. Okay. So now we come to one of the famous machloikas in Yevamos. Amar le Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are the famous Balei Plukta. And Reish Lakish has the following kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Now according to Levi, Levi said, the Mishnah says cases of de'i. Levi de Amar de'i nami katani. According to Levi, that the Mishnah says cases where people did something wrong, namely your brother married anusas aviv. So I have another case of where somebody did something wrong, which could technically be in the Mishnah. Listen, Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, teach the following case. Hachoy leitzli yevimtai, someone who does chalitza to you yevama. V'chazar v'kitcha, and then after doing chalitza to the yevama, after sort of removing the zika, he married her. Umeis beloy banim, and now the guy dies without children. Demigu deihi asura, since she is asur, tzara sonami asura, the tzara should also be asur. Now, friends, we had on Ches Amud Beis, what's the halach if someone is miyabim, a woman? Is he stuck with her? No, he could divorce her. He doesn't have to do chalitza to get rid of her. He could divorce her. Why? Because Yivama Yava Yaleha, we darshin, ulekacha, she becomes your full-fledged wife. And you don't need chalitza. There's no more zika. You could give her a get. Furthermore, after you give her a get, you can marry her again because the Eishes Ach has been removed. However, friends, that's only if you do Yibum. But if you do Chalitza, it is the opinion of Reish Lakish, the Zika went nowhere. And she's still an Eishes Ach. Yibum gets rid of the Eishes Ach. Chalitza doesn't get rid of the Eishes Ach. You hear this, Ruli? If you give a woman Chalitza, the Eishes Ach is still there. And since it's still there, she's an Arayas. She's an Erva. However, you could marry her again, sort of. For you to marry her again, it's only an Isra Lav. That is the opinion of Reish Lakish. Why is it an Isra Lav? Kacha yeyasa le'ish asher loy yivneh. This should be done to the man that will not build. Once you do chalitza, we say you cannot marry her. It's a lav. The opinion of Reish Lakish is if you give chalitza to a woman, you cannot marry her. Why? It's a lav in the Torah. It's not a kares. In other words, had the Torah not said lo yivne, giving a woman chalitza would not remove the zika, and for you to marry her, it would be a kares. But since the Torah says lo yivne downgrades the kares to a lav. But only to the guy who did chalitza, but to every other brother, she remains a kares. So if brother A does chalitza, and then brother A marries her, and he's violating a lav of la yivneh, but the kedushin is toifes, but it's only downgraded to a lav to him, but to every other brother, it's a kares. So now this woman is an iseracious ach to all the other brothers. You hear the story? Everyone hears the story. Big shir tonight. I'm assuming that if you're not screaming at me that you don't understand, you understand. Right? In other words, we learned before that if you do yibum to a woman, it removes the zika to the extent that now you could give her a get. To the extent that now you could remarry her, but that's only true if you do yibum. But if you do chalitza, the zika is still there to the other brothers. In other words, the Isra Eshesach has not been removed to the other brothers. And even to the one who did chalitza, it's downgraded to a lav. Which lav? Loy Yivne. So now the Gemara wants to know, let's read that inside, and then maybe we'll see Rashi. Amar le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Levi da Amar. According to Levi, who said, Di'i nami katani, that we list cases where somebody went ahead and violated. Listni hacholetz liyivimtoi. Why don't we pick a case where you do chalitza to your yivama? V'chazar v'kitcha, and then you went and you married her. Umeis b'loi banim, and you died without children. So brother A did chalitza. He then married her, and he died. Demigu di asiri, since she is also to the brothers with a kares, sarasa nami asira, the co-wives are also asir. Look at Rashi. Valevi da amar di nami katani, da hamasnis in Rabbi Huda. We know the town of our mission is Rabbi Huda. And Levi was badak. And he added imay anusa saviv. So why don't we pick a case where one brother did chalitza and then he married her, the kedushin toifsin laiba, and the kedushin is toifes, de eina alav ela balav. Because to this brother, the only isser is alav, dechsiv asher lo yivne esbeis achiv, kivan shalaybana shuv lo yivne, umeis b'laybanim, and he has another wife, since she is aser, because she remains b'isr kares according to Reish Lakish, who later on in the sugya says, the brothers of the choylets are chayiv on the chalutza kares, so the tzar should also be asr. This was the question Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish? He said, my dear friend Reish Lakish, amalei lefi she'ena b'tzara sara, nice try but no tzigar. You're right, that could be a case, but this woman is usher to all the brothers, because all the brothers of the chalutz are usher to the chalusa, b'isr kares, so she can't end up marrying any of the brothers, so there's no case of tzaras tzara. Ah, and now the Gemara asks the million-dollar question, and that is, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan personally, his personal opinion is that not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds if you do chalita to a woman, you to the woman is a lav. You to the tzara is a kares. All the other brothers to both her and the tzara is a kares. But Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that when one brother does chalitza, the lav of lo yivne downgrades the kares not only to the chalutz and the chalutza, but if the chalutz were to have married the tzara, it would have been a lav for him. Would the chalutza marry any of the brothers? It would also be a lav. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, kacha yeyasa le'ish asher lo yivne, downgrades the kares to a lav, to both women and to all the brothers. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say, because it's not b'tzaras tzara? Rabbi Yochanan should have said, it's not even an erva, it's only a lav. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say back, in my opinion, it's chayve lavin, the chayve lavin b'nei chalitza v'yibam ninhu? Because Rabbi Yochanan would say that if you do chalitza to a woman, and then you take her back, and then the person dies, and she falls to the brother, it's only a lav. So, and you do chalitza to a chayve lavin. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's Eina B'tzara Sara? It's not even B'tzara. It's only Chai Ve'lavin, and it's B'nei Chalitza, the Yibam. You can even do Yibam. Says the Gemara, you got to know your customers. Rabbi Yochanan was talking to the Reish Lakish. Lidvarav Kamarle. Rabbi Yochanan was talking to Reish Lakish. Lididi Chai Ve'lavin Heim. I hold the Chalutzos Chai Ve'lavin. The Chai Ve'lavin B'nei Chalitza V'Yibam Ninu, and Chai Ve'lavin are B'nei Chalitza V'Yibam. Ela Lididach, but according to you, Chai Ve'Krisus Ninu. It's Chai Ve'Krisus. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to you, who is asking the question, the reason why it's not in the Mishnah is, Lefi She'enon B'tzara Sara. And now the Gemara officially introduces the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar, Kei Rabbi Say, maybe you didn't have such a good day today. I don't know what you did. Maybe things didn't go well. But now after you learn this Machlekes, it's going to change your life. We're about to learn the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, regarding the status of a Chalutza to the other brothers, the status of the Tzara of the Chalutza to the other brothers, and to the Chalutz. Idmar, HaCholetz LiYavimta, if you do Chalitza to Yavama, the Chazar VeKidsha, and then you marry her, because you could marry her. Because for you to marry her, it's only a lav. It's the lav of Lo Yivne. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Hu Ein Chayiv Ala Chalutza Kares. The guy, the Chalutz, is not Chayiv for living with the Chalutza Kares. But Veha Achen, the other brothers, I'm going to explain according to Taisus Yamaschal Ihu. You see, what happens is that your brother's wife is your brother's wife. And the only way to remove it is ulekacha loy leisha, by doing yibam. The only way to remove Isra Yishasach is by doing yibam. If you do yibam, you could actually divorce her after. You could even take her back. But if you don't do yibam, there's no gzeres hakosav that removes Yishasach. But there is a gzeres hakosav that downgrades it to a lav, but only to the chalutz. And not to anyone else. The lav is kacha yasalish asher lo yivne. The word asher could be darshined, since lo yivne is in the future, it should say kacha yasalish asher lo yibana. So is done to a man that did not build. Why does it say that he will not build in the future? So we darshan asher lo yivne. We say you are not allowed to marry her. But that's only a lav. That downgrades it from a kares to a lav. My time of Reish Lakish, Amar Kra, Amar Reish Lakish, Hu Ein Chayv Ala Chalutza Kares. You're not Chayv Kares, because for you there's a Gzeres HaKosav, Asher Lo Yivne. But Veha Achin Chayovin Ala Chalutza Kares. The brothers are Chayv for the Chalutza Kares. Because there's no Gzeres HaKosav for the brothers to downgrade the Isser Kares to a lav. Al Atzara, but to the Tzara, where there's no Pasuk to downgrade to a lav. Bein hu, whether the chalutz, ubein ha'achem, or the chalutza, chayavim ala tzara kares. So basically, in the world of Reish Lakish, the only one who's not chayav kares is the chalutz to the chalutza, because there's a gzeres hakasav of kacha yosesh asher lo yivne. Comes Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, bein hu, whether the chalutz, ubein ha'achem, or the brothers, Einon chayovin are not chayiv loy ala chalutza kares, not for living with chalutza kares, v'loy ala tzara kares. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan says exeris hakosav of loy yivne, downgrades it to both brothers, downgrades it to both women. So now the Gemara is going to explain. My time of the Reish Lakish. What is the reasoning of Reish Lakish? Omar kra, asher loy yivne, kivon shaloy bana, since you did not build, since you did not do Yibam, Shuv lo Yivne, you cannot marry her. Iyuhu de Koib lo Yivne. It is the Chalutz that is downgraded to lo Yivne. Aval Achiv. But the brothers, Kedekaimi Kaimi, they remain with their Isser Kares. The brothers remain with their Isser Kares. However, Va'ala didahu de Koib lo Yivne. And the chalutz only is to the chalutza a lav of lo yivne. meaning only the Gzeres HaKasav of Layivne that downgrades it to a lav is only for the Chalutza Hatzara, but regarding the Tzara, Kedekaimi Kaimi, she remains with the Kares. In other words, the inherent status of Eishes Ach is Kares. Unless we have a Gzeres HaKasav, for example, Ulekachaloy Leisha, that Yibam removes the Isra Eishes Ach, or Layivne, that Chalitza downgrades it to a lav. But without those two Gzeres HaKasavs, you remain with an Isra Kares. And Rabbi Yochanan says like this, hold your horses. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second. 2 days ago, when everyone stood in the Bezdin, the Rach HaCholotz, there's no such thing by the way, I made up that expression, the guy who's about to do Chalitza, right? The guy who's about to do Chalitza, he could have done Chalitza. What about his brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, all his brothers, they could have done Chalitza. To none of these men, this woman would have been a chalitza, a kares. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what's going on? Now, they could have done chalitza or yibam to any of these women. So just yesterday, all of these potential yivamim could have married these potential yivamais. Says Rabbi Yochanan, mi'ikomidi, is there anything to make kara? Then in the beginning, iboy haicholetz, iboy haicholetz. This brother could have done chalitza. That brother could have done chalitza. V'ibay l'hai chalitz, you could have done chalitza to Shprintza. V'ibay l'hai chalitz, you could have done chalitza to Yenta. You could have done chalitza to any of the Yivamos. V'hashta koy ala b'karis, and all of a sudden today, to all the brothers, except for the chalitz, she's a karis, and all the women are a karis. Ela ihu shlichusa d'achim kavid. The chalutz is doing the job on behalf of all the brothers. When he does chalitza, it's like all the brother does do chalitza. And ihi shluchasa d'tzara kavda. When she accepts the chalitza, she's doing it on behalf of all the yevamais. And therefore, when the Torah says kacha yeyasa la'ish asher lo yivne is going on anyone who did chalitza, and anyone is everyone, namely all the brothers. Because chalitza is done on all of their behalfs and all of the yivamai and all the ladies. So there we have it. Your day was worthwhile because now we learned the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that everything starts off with a kares unless you have the gzeres hakasav asher lo yivne, and that gzeres hakasav is only the chalutz to the chalutza. Everyone else is a kares. Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Chalitza is done on behalf of all the brothers, on behalf of all the Yavamais, and therefore Asher Lo Yivna applies to everyone. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. Hachoylet li Yavimtai. Someone who does Chalitza to the Yavama. This is a Braisa. V'chazer v'kitchen, then he marries her. Umeis. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. You have to do. You need chalitza from the brothers. You hear that? You hear the story. Reuven did chalitza to a woman, and then he married her, and then Reuven died. So now Shimon, Levi, Yehuda need to do chalitza. Wait a second. According to Reish Lakish, why would the other brothers need to do chalitza? She's a chayvei krisus to them. She's an erva to them. You don't have to do chalitza. Bishlama ledidi, says Rabbi Yochanan, damina chayvei laveninu. Bishlam, according to me, that I say to the other brothers, the chalutza is only chayvei lavin. Hainu detzricha chalitza. That's why she needs chalitza menachem. Because she's only chayvei lavin, so you need chalitza ela ledidach. But according to you, Reish Lakish, amai tzricha chalitza. Why in the world do you need chalitza? She's chayvei krisos. Yarabaisai. Meaning, yes, kedushin is toifus to the brother, because to the brother who married her, there's no kares, because to him, it's downgraded to a lav. But when he dies, to the other brother, she's an erva. Says Reish Lakish back to Rabbi Yochanan, and how do you, Rabbi Yochanan, read the Seifa? Ula tameich ema Seifa. And according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, how do you read the Seifa? It says, Amar echad min ha'achim bekidsha. If one of the brothers gets up and marries, the chalutza ein la alav klum. he has nothing on her. Meaning he doesn't even have to divorce her. She's not married to him because she's chavei krisos. Wait a second. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, he would have to divorce her because she's only chavei lavin. So she would have to divorce her. He would have to divorce her. Vi chavei lavininu. And if, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, she's only chavei lavin, amai ein lo alav klum, why doesn't he have to divorce her? So the seifa, says Reish Lakish, indicates I'm right. That to the brother, she's only chavei lavin. So yes, Rabbi Yochanan, the reisha that says that when the brother does chalitza, marries her and she falls to the other brothers have to do chalitza. That's a riot to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only chavei lavin. But Reish Lakish says, but to me, the seifa that says if one of the brothers marries the chalutza, she's not married, that's a proof to me that it's chayvei krisos. So says Rav Sheshes, no, Rabbi Yochanan is right. In the Reisha, when the chalutza marries when the man marries his chalutza, and he dies, she needs chalitza from the other brothers because it's only chayvei lavin. The Seifa says that if another brother marries her, they're not married. Amar Rav Sheshes, Seifa Asan L'Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa goes according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva has a very unique Shita. It is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that Kedushin is not Toifes to Chayvei Lavin. Meaning the whole Mishnah, the whole Braisa is Rabbi Yochanan. And the Chalutza is Chayvei Lavin to the brothers. And in the Reisha, a brother would have to do chalitza to a chalutza if the first brother married her. Why in the Seifa, if a brother married a chalutza, is a kedusha not toifes? That's like Rabbi Akiva. So Reish Lakish asked back, the Seifa should say, V'lisni l'divri Rabbi Akiva in lo yalav klum. Why does it just say in lo yalav klum? It should be clear that she would not need to be divorced according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Kasha. The bottom line is the Reisha is a stira to the Seifa, and we cannot ask anything from this Braisa because the Braisa itself is self-contradictory, and we have no indication, not to Rabbi Yochanan and not to Reish Lakish, from this Braisa. Barbara Boisai, Mishanichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, Avo B'makoim Taira, Ein Chorben. So, when we're learning, the Talmud Devarah says, when you're learning, it's always Kesar. You're always in Midas Harachamim. It doesn't matter what Chodesh it's in. Okay, Shkoyach everyone. And tomorrow evening at 8:30 is the Shir. Mamish Gishmak stuff. You could tune in at 8:30. Or in the morning for that matter. And hope to see everyone. Kol Tov. Have a great night. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.